Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Stan Benjamin. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Littwiller. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Johnny Rizzo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Bregan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Warren. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Marnie. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Grissom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Lee Grissom. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Riddle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Marnie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Marnie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rizzo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a line drive into left field. McCormick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCormick. Eaton moves to second. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Eaton moves to third. One out. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren takes first base on ball four. Hal Marnie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marnie is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eaton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCormick for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a pop-up towards first. Etten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Lee Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom strikes out. One out. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 1 in the game. Benjamin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 1 in the game. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle strikes out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Littwiller hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Etten takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 0 in the game. Rizzo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Etten moves to second. Bobby Bergen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergen is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergen hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Warren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rizzo juggles the ball. That's an error on Rizzo. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey bunts towards third. Rizzo fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason is hit by the pitch. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Werber scores. Gleason moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bergen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gleason scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rizzo juggles the ball. That's an error on Rizzo. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCormick. The throw from Warren and he is out, Bergin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Hal Marnie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marnie is 0 for 1 in the game. Marnie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 2 in the game. Benjamin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Riddle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraft hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Warren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0 for 1 in the game. Riddle hits a pop-up towards short. Bergin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 2 in the game. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Littwiller strikes out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Etten hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Warren fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rizzo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bergin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergin is 0 for 2 in the game. Bergin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Warren hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pinky May now playing third base. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Gleason hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Benjamin. Gleason reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marty, who is chasing the ball. McCormick reaches third base with a triple. Gleason scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCormick scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCormick. The throw from Warren and he is out, Bergin applying the tag. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bergin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grissom, and towards May, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Hal Marnie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marnie is 0 for 2 in the game. Marnie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston pinch hits for Lee Grissom. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 3 in the game. Benjamin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 3 in the game. Marty hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Harmon now pitching. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0 for 2 in the game. Riddle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearson bunts towards the mound. Harmon fields it and throws to first for the out. Riddle moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Riddle scores. It's 5-0, Reds. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Warren and he is out, Bergin applying the tag. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Gleason hits a fly ball into right field. Benjamin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Littwiller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Reds. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Etten hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bergen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergen is 0 for 3 in the game. Bergen takes first base on ball 4. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Warren hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Frey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.